This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Wendy Davis is in unfamiliar territory. After 2 decades of election after election, from Fort Worth City Council to State Senate to a failed bid for governor, the Texas Democrat's not running for anything. But she is on the campaign trail. She's been to Iowa and New Hampshire and Nevada pitching for Hillary Clinton. Wendy Davis, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you, Rick. I'm happy to be here.
Hillary Clinton is having a much tougher time than expected. She just barely edged Bernie Sanders in Iowa, lost big in New Hampshire. Polls show a solid lead in South Carolina, but Nevada's neck and neck. Why do you think things are so tight?
Listening to the idealistic messages of Bernie can be very appealing. I think sometimes when you have been in the public eye for as long as Hillary Clinton has, sometimes folks forget or take for granted the legacy, the book of work that you've done. She, of course, has been just beaten about for the last couple of years, with Republicans understanding that she was the likely Democratic nominee. And I think they've thrown as much at her as they can think to throw at her, trying to weaken her. And that's definitely taken its toll.
There's been a lot of talk over the last few weeks about a generational split in feminism. Gloria Steinem and Madeleine Albright became lightning rods for that. And Clinton's been having some trouble energizing millennial women. Are you troubled by that split?
I don't want to say I'm troubled by it in the same way that Madeleine Albright and Gloria Steinem articulated. I feel like they articulated a position that somehow laid blame or anger at young women for being where they are.
Hillary Clinton, of course, would be the first female president if she was elected. You would have been the first female governor of Texas since Ann Richards. I wonder if you see parallels between the hurdles she's facing and what you went through 2 years ago.
Oh, I do. I definitely do. And perhaps I'm more sensitive to it now, or I watch for it more.
It brings to mind a headline on the New York Times magazine that actually appeared 2 years ago this week that said, "Can Wendy Davis have it all?" Did that tone get under your skin?
Of course. That question, of course, would never be asked of a man. And it wasn't just the title of the article, but the way in which my achievements as a woman were somehow turned into a negative. And it wasn't just coming from men. That was the most disappointing thing. I was also feeling that scrutiny from women. Why had I not spent the kind of time that they felt I should have been with my children? And I think this is what it means, sadly, to be a woman candidate.
I wonder, when you were first thinking about running for governor, did you have any idea it would get so rough?
I didn't. I thought I was prepared for the terrain. And through my very difficult elections that I've had in my lifetime, I certainly have gained a very tough skin. But I was caught off guard, as was my campaign, by how quickly my greatest achievements were somehow turned into something blameworthy. That kind of scrutiny as a mother is very different than being scrutinized as a politician or a policymaker, and it can really cut to the core.
And you really don't hear that conversation about guys as a father.
You don't. I mean, you just don't. I guess if I could have a conversation with every young woman who's considering who they're going to support, I would ask them to listen for that.
So what's next for Wendy Davis? Any plans for another run for office?
I've said in prior interviews that I would love the privilege of serving again, and I would. But if that doesn't happen, I'm finding my voice.
Wendy Davis, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Rick.